Parshas Avraham Avinu deal with the certain Nisyonos. It's not Avraham Avinu. We talk about the Musag of a Nisoyon. We grapple with Hashkafically. The Rashi knows what a Nisoyon, what we're going to do. So what I mean, the Rashi is testing us. The Medrash says that Moshel to a Kador, a person who makes pottery, clay pottery. So when the cutter comes in, so you take the pottery and you want to show how good it is, you give it a whack on the side and it has a nice schmack of sound. You show that it's very strong, etc. He says, now the potter understands that if he hits one of the ones that's going to break when the cutter walks in, he just blew his business. So he picks the strongest one and he gives it the clop. It makes this great sound, and you see it's so powerful, it's so good, etc. Oh yeah, I'll buy one, you know. He says he doesn't hit the weak ones, he hits the hard ones. So Bershom gives the Nisoyan to the one person he knows is going to pass it. You want to take a test drive on your donkey, so you take the donkey which you know can handle a test drive, etc. He says, I want to rent the donkey. He says, you want to take a test drive on the donkey? And I give him, well, I guess that's the matter, you know, it was the old version of taking a test drive on a car, right? You know, so he doesn't give you the 1973 jalopy with 4,000 miles on it. He gives you like a brand new, you know. He knows what he's doing, you know. You're not going to buy that. So we know what it's for. So for a human being, we say, oh, I don't know. I don't know. But Rashi knows which pot is which jug is the good jug. So what's the purpose of the Nisoyon? So that's the Hashkava question which we grapple with. So the Rabban says the purpose of the Nisoyon is the type of Manusa. It's good for the Manusa. On the other hand, we daven every morning. We shouldn't have Nisyonos. Nisyonos are the Tevis and Manusa. So we tell us what we understand where the guy where the pot is going to fall apart when they clap. That sounds pretty sad, but that's, you know, how we should look at it. David Melech, the Morris in Hedron, David Melech says that you say like Abraham, like Yitzchak, like Yaakov. He wants they should say like David. Rashi says, you only get the shame of Lokei if you had a Nisoyon. So Rashi says, give me a Nisoyon. Rashi gives a Nisoyon, Basheva, and he didn't pass. So Marim saw in Kozeh, he passed in some extent, so he gets Magain David, you say in Havtar. You don't say Lokei David, you say Magain David. Rashi puts his name on a person who passes a Nisoyon. So David HaMelech didn't pass. It's not a good idea to ask for a Nisoyon. We understand that growth is through the challenges. We can't avoid it. The biggest challenge we have in Nisoyon is how to deal with the fact that we don't pass. So David HaMelech didn't pass. David HaMelech does tshuva, and that's Pashas why he got Magen David, because instead of reacting by saying, denying it, this is what the Tanan Shaul HaMelech was, he did something wrong, he didn't say right away, I did something wrong. David HaMelech says, I did something wrong. By not being destroyed by it, the yish which comes with that, I did something wrong, I'm up correct. He went right there. To find that balance is the balance which we grapple with. We have Nisyonos constantly. We have Nisyonos in Haseis. We come in into Seder with this plan. We're going to sit and learn. We're not going to get distracted. We're not going to let them anybody bother us. That's the plan. And then for three and a half hours later, somewhere along the way, something went wrong. It didn't work exactly as planned. That's what I say. The person comes to davening with the plan, he's going to mamash, he's going to focus in, he's going to have a good davening, etc. And somewhere along the way, it didn't work out like that. And you know what? The day before, the same thing happened. The day before, the same thing happens. And the person starts getting down on himself, like, you know, I can't get it right. Okay, you know what? I'm talking about a matzliach. I can't get it right. Just give up. Says, person makes a commitment not to do something wrong, and he ends up doing it. So the Yitzhar comes along and says, you're good for nothing. Look how various you do. Avera is not mechaba mitzvah. It's not mechaba avera. Why is it that we get so down when we do an avera? So, Baruch Hashem, the first step of the process is we understand what an avera is. If I would sit and describe l'havdol, I mean, I had this ma'aseh shehoya. Had a Talmud was in an accident. And it wasn't his fault even, but somebody was nifted because of it. And it took him a tremendous amount of work to deal with this issue that he was in some way responsible for the death of another human being. He understood what it means, that thing. He realized he did it. And it's extremely painful. To top it off, he got sued by that person's family. He had to go to court for the issue to deal with it. And he was always benched. Like, you know, just emotionally dealing with the issue. If we understand what chet is, with hakois mensch, what a chet is. But if a person says, because he didn't drive carefully and something went wrong with the way he, so that he's going to drive not carefully from now on because he's miayish, I can't drive carefully, and therefore he's going to drive not carefully, that's ridiculous. Person say he's not going to drive at all, it's also ridiculous. A person has to live within the world. It's difficult, so you have to get help. But to say, you know, I decided, you know what, forget it. This is the way I am. I'm an irresponsible driver. I'm just going to keep just doing it. Because that's the way I am. I'm a Yayish. That's ridiculous. Person says, I tried. That's what I am. I can't deal with it. You know, okay, this is the way I am. I'm a Yayish. The reason why it's so painful, because we understand what hate is. If that's the point, and that's what's so painful, and that's why it bothers us, that's why it hurts us so much, and it attacks our self-esteem so much. So why would the result be, forget it, I give up? That's what happens. So how do I do it? What's the pshat? So why wouldn't the person taka do? Let's go back to the moshe, right? Person was careless. Hit somebody, hurt somebody, worse. So the reaction isn't that, you know what, I'm an irresponsible driver. I tried, I couldn't be careful. You know what, I'll just drive recklessly from now on because that's the way I am. Because he sees the issue isn't him. Because the issue would be just him. He'd say, you know what? He takes, you know, it's. I thought it was a good driver. In other words, I'm a reckless driver. Okay, that's why I am a reckless driver. But the focus is not about him. The focus is about the impact he's having on the people around him. So he can never say, I give up. Because there's still people around him that are being affected by it. And he understands that. We come to Avodas Hashem, and we think the focus is ourselves. The Russian put us in this world, Lavoid, Velama, Ben Isoyan, and you know, I'm Takab, Zanoisvorf, and I can't be Ben Isoyan, I give up, I'm Yayish, and that's it. Because it's all about me. I'm the focus, and I blew it. So it's so painful, I just, you know what? Yayish is the reaction. That's the mistake. It's not about you. if the purpose of avodah b'kadosh baruch hu is that I should become a better person, I should get olam haba, you have to understand that there's an element of shlo lishmo on that avodah. It's a nice shlo lishmo. It's better than, you know, my goal is covered or my goal is money, right? Whatever. But it's still about you. So it's a big problem, because you come to Olam Haba, and Olam Haba is, that's what Yoh says, that you mischaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu is a meitiv, as much as you have a shaykhus to the world of being a meitiv, you can connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the people think about themselves, they're not noisnim, they're noitzlim. They can't connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we have a paradox that a person who all of his avoid is about that he should get Olam Haba is going to have a major problem getting to Olam Haba. Because Olam Haba is about connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which only shayach if you are a person who thinks about giving to others, not about getting for yourself. And if all of your avoid is about getting for yourself, so it's going to be challenging. So the Baruch Hashem is not makpeh schar kol ber yad. He gives something and he finds a way to do it. That's his. But the real schar is not going to not shayach. So we have this fascinating dichotomy called Nichir B'Shvil Lechori Yisarti B'Rosi B'Avasisi. The Rosh Hashem said, I made the world to give kavod to me. Now, the Rosh Hashem doesn't need kavod. The Rosh Hashem doesn't get an injection of kavod by the fact that we give him kavod. Right? But the Rosh Hashem made a Hechatimsa that we can get our schar by giving him kavod. So we need to approach the world that the world is about him, not about me. That's the nisoyan of our world. That not only in the gashmiyutik essence should not be about me, but the ruchniyutik essence also shouldn't be about me. It should be about others. And when I do a world, I live in a world where my focus is to give kavod to Kadosh Baruch Hu, not just about me. So then I can get Olam Haba. I can talk to Mishkaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, because I'll say Shmetesh Lishma Balishma, to think a person should fool himself that he's just thinking about a covenant of Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's fooling himself. That's the best way of saying it. Right? So either he's Balgaiva or a Tipish. Those are two options. Neither of them is very good. Right? Whenever a person, usually a person tells you the Minlash Shemayim, that usually means it's the principle of the matter. That's the thing. It's the principle of the matter which bothers me. You know, so the Velt always has a kasha. If it really bothers you so much, why does it happen when your neighbor doesn't bother you with the same level of intensity? It's the principle of the matter, right? But what happens with you, there seems to be a certain amount of larger intensity. So right, it's not the principle of the matter. So we're not holding there. That should only be about me. Tashlulis from Bodhi Shmo, the Nefesh Chaim says, not A will lead to B. In the Shlishma, there's also Lishma. It's toich, it's inside of it. It's sprinkled around. So now, a person does an Aveira, and he messes himself up. He blows it. He says, oh, forget it. I'm. Now, if it's all about me, so, Lachar, you have a right to be Miyayish. It's not a smart idea, but, you know, you're the Balabas. You're right to be Miyayish. It's the driver who says, you know what, I'm a reckless driver, I've tried so many times to be more careful, I can't be careful, I can't do it, I give up, I'm not going to read any more books about being a better driver, I'm not going to take any more courses. It doesn't work. But he doesn't have an option, because it's not about him. So I tried to work on myself not to have a problem with cows. I tried, it doesn't work. So for now, I'm just going to blow up at my wife, no matter what. That's not an option. There's another human being involved. I tried so many times, but you don't have a choice. You understand? You don't have a choice. I tried to be careful with the Shmiras HaNayim, and I give up. I can't control it. Because it's all about me. No, it's not. It's about Kadosh Baruch Hu still. What happened to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the picture? Yeah, I'm frustrated. I hate myself, and I'm so, and I tried this and I tried that and I tried this and that. I'll things gate nish. So therefore what? So I should, now I should drive down the street, you know, driving on the left side of the road, because I give up. I can't be, I'm a reckless driver, that's the way I am. I tried, it's not my fault, I can't do anything better about it, this is the way I come, tough luck. So I'm going to drive on the left side of the road and mow down people. That's what we're saying, Batson. Just we sort of don't realize that that's what we're saying. And you know, you have to have a couple of shame shemaim. So we have to understand, we have to absorb. The reason why it bothers us is because we understand that hate is bad. So that's the most. But the Yetzirah is really not nice. It's really not nice. The Yetzirah's goal, the Veld thinks, is take your Yolam Haba. Yetzirah's real goal is to take your Yolam Haza. It makes you feel so uncomfortable and guilty that Mela, you just give up and you don't. Once you're Miyah, he can do whatever he wants with you. So he comes to the guy and says, you know, and he makes the person initial. The person feels so bad, he's just like, he's dysfunctional. Ah, dysfunctional people are the Yetzirah's, that's his favorite playground. So I once heard from Shlomo Zudron, he said that the Yetzirah is described as Melech Zaken Uksil. Melech Zaken, he's been around a long time, he knows all the tricks. Uksil, he's a fool. Yetzirah a fool? No, Yetzirah is not a fool. Yetzirah is pretty good at it. He says, no, that's not what he means. He's like this. He says, you ask me, what's the name of a person who deals with, you know, making nice carvings of wood? He's a woodworker. What's the name of a person who deals with, you know, blowing glass? He's a glass blower. What's the name of the malach whose job is dealing with fools? He's called Exil. That's why he's called Exil, because we're foolish. We're punching, we lose our minds. We don't think. So that's the logical conclusion of that I blew it is not to blow it more. And why is it bothering that blew it? Because it's so bad. So the logical conclusion, this isn't therefore I give up and I'm bad and do it more. The reason, if it doesn't bother you, but it bothers you. It's you hit somebody with your car. So the terrorist is because it's a blow to our the focus of ourselves. We want to grow and be better people. It's about us. And it's so painful that we are not what we hope to be, and it's a blow to our self-esteem. That posture, we can't. We become dysfunctional. But that's all because we put ourselves into as the primary issue. If we could recognize that that's not true, it'd be much easier to deal with it. See, Tzahara comes along and says, "You know, it's hasty." He brings all the chazals about, you know, "Mishvili never ha'ilom," and you know, the person's never lived. So it's, you know, the Russian made the whole world for Adam. You know, I'll look at the Allah Chazals, because that's, you know, that's the job right now. Like all the Chazals were saying that it's about Kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You forget those Chazals right now. Take it a step further. A person puts on tefillin. A person has an Nisoyim with tefillin. He has an Nisoyim. Doesn't always put on tefillin, etc. Sometimes yes, sometimes no, etc. He understands. He's understood. He was taught to understand. Each time you put on tefillin, it's a mitzvah. So a person puts on tefillin every day. You know, we'll say every moment he wears tefillin is a mitzvah. Just say for argument's sake, just we'll focus on one time a day. So at the end of the year, he's put on tefillin 300 times. 350 days in a year, 50 Shabbosim, 300 times. 10 years, 3,000 mitzvahs. Right? Person lives 70, 80 years. So he has 30,000 mitzvahs to take with him. So this person puts it only every other day. So he has 50,000 mitzvahs to take with him. He understands that. Yeah. You know, the guy next to him has 30, he has 15. Okay, you know, so Shemayim, he gets a smaller chuppah. There's less gems in his chuppah. But you understand, each day is a separate mitzvah. And the fact that he didn't do, on Sunday he didn't do it, means there shouldn't be a reason he shouldn't do it on Monday. Come to the end of the Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah says, You hypocrite. You didn't put on tefillin yesterday, you should put on tefillin today. So he says, that's ridiculous. He chaps, that's ridiculous. So I didn't get stuck yesterday. I shouldn't get stuck today. Because all these are hypocrites. The Ani came to me yesterday, knocked on my door, and, you know, he asked me for stuck. And I said, I wasn't in the mood. I wasn't really in the mood. The guy got on my nerves, etc. So now the next thing I asked me, he said, I'm sorry. I didn't give the Ani yesterday, so I should give to you also. I'd be hypocrites. That's ridiculous. You understand? You give to I didn't give stuck. I'll give stuck. Yes, I didn't put on the filter. I put on the filter. So most people can cop that's not an intelligent thought process. Because I'll say every single rega, that person, the scar for loisase is every moment that a person doesn't do the loisase, he gets scar kaisa mitzvah. The person sits in Yom Kippur and doesn't eat, it's like he gets scar like he did a mitzvah. Person is presented with an opportunity to eat treif, and he doesn't. So he gets scarred. Now, it doesn't mean he gets scarred like a person says, like, I'm sitting in my house, there's no treif near me. And I said, I didn't eat treif. I mean, Baruch Hashem, last 24 hours, I didn't eat any treif. So I get scarred like 24 hours without eating treif. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's not in front of me. A person's traveling somewhere, and he's very hungry. There's nothing available but treif for food. He says, I'm not going to do it. He gets scarred like he did a mitzvah. Didn't do anything. That's the scar. So that happened on Sunday, happened on Monday, happened on Tuesday, happened on Wednesday. So Sunday he didn't eat the treif. Monday he didn't eat the treif. Tuesday he didn't eat the treif. He got three mitzvahs. Wednesday he ate treif. So I mean, Sunday he put on tefillin. Monday he put on tefillin. Tuesday he put on tefillin. Wednesday he didn't put on tefillin. So, I forgot some isa. No. Sunday he put on tefillin. Monday he put on tefillin. Tuesday he put on tefillin. Why didn't he put on tefillin? Sunday he didn't eat treif. That's the same thing as putting on tefillin. It's the exact same key of mitzvah as putting on tefillin. So three times he did, and the fourth time he did. It's a raya that I'm eight treif. I'm not only treif anyway because I gave up because I didn't withstand the nisoyin. The nisoyin. The nisoyin was that never in your whole life should you ever do this aveira. And one time I didn't pass the nisoyin, I'm done. That's how we think. It's like the person put on tefillin one day, and I said, one time I said, I didn't put on tefillin. Forget it, I give up. I don't wear tefillin, I'm done. That's how we think. It's the exact same thing as, again, but each time you don't do an aveira, so a person is in a situation where he has an opportunity to do something improper. And he controls himself for 5 minutes. Every rega is a mitzvah. He controls himself for 5 minutes. That's hundreds of mitzvahs. The 6 minutes he does the aveira, he says, I didn't pass any soy. Really? He got himself hundreds of mitzvahs and he got one aveira. Ois kiyam mitzvah. That's not true, but that's how we think. We measure it in its all or nothing proposition, which doesn't work like that. So the Yetzer HaRa says, listen, you know, you talk a blue little soy. The Nisoyan. So he gets to describe what the Nisoyan is. He gets to describe that we blew it. Then we go back to the first problem. Similarly, we feel the taka, we weren't successful, and we fall apart. The Yetzer HaRa has no right to define what the Nisoyan is. The Yetzer HaRa has no right to define whether you were successful or not. The Yetzer HaRa has no right to define that the mitzvah is only about you anyway, which is our first point. And there's no reason to fall apart. Right. But somewhere or other, like the Yetzer HaRa becomes so the Yetzer HaRa deals with fools, and we say, Yetzer HaRa is right. You know, the biggest you start in yeshiva is to be a lamda. What's a lamda? Part of lamda is the same hechates. What's what gets in your nerves? Like, you know, but that's and part of the training is when Reuven says it's shot in the Gemara, Shimon says maybe not, maybe it's shot in the Gemara, like hechates. So then he says, okay, this is Shatan Gomorrah. He says, no, maybe this is Shatan Gomorrah. So a good lamb, then his job is the same Mehechatesi. But comes the Yetzer HaRa, always Mehechatesis. That's what he means. He deals with fools. Like our minds go blank. They turn off their minds when it deals with the Yetzer HaRa. He Pasha deals with fools. We have Gvaldra Lamdanim, but always Mensch when dealing with the Yetzer HaRa. It's Pasha, it's like, it's you know, if it wouldn't be so painful, it would be, you know, it'd be funny. I had a chaver in yeshiva that he was his godless was mehechatesis. It could drive you crazy because you could have a whole seder the whole day mehechatesis. You know, of you know, after he used to say after fakir, that's what he used to say. After fakir, you know, he say, hey, after fakir, maybe be. So one time there says it's after richtig. Maybe I am right. This one time, you know, maybe I am right. You know, after fakir, maybe I am right. You know, okay. But that's the job. Morale says go all the gazach. You say the tefillah of Chumah Nakana. Chumah Nakana, daven shlekosha b'dvar halacha. Yisruchi chaberai. Right. Well, yikosha b'chaberai ve'esma b'hem. They shouldn't be nichshav b'dvar halacha. I shouldn't nichshav b'dvar halacha, and we'll be happy with each other. So what's pshat? What's pshat is? If we're learning the Baruch Hashem, everybody comes to the right emes of pshat. So I'm so happy. So if my chaberim are not nichshul, I'm so happy. He says that's not pshat. So the Bereshit made the nature of Yidden is we're argumentative. If Reuven says A, Shimon says B. Why? It's better to drive the A. Says, yeah, A, yeah, yeah. Right? Well, Yidden says, you say A, the guy says B. Because it's a rebuke of Torah. Because like Rabbi Yochanan said, right? Rish Lakish Nifter, Rabbi Yochanan says a pshat, and Rabbi Yochanan says he brings some raya. I don't need your raya. I need kashas. I need challenge. Because this way, it clarifies the Torah. I said like this, Rish Lakish asked me 13 kashas. How could it be? It can't be. So to answer the kashas, I had to think it through better. And I clarified it better, and I said it in a better Hagdorah, and more clear, and we came to a better understanding of the Torah. So the Bereshit made our nature to be argumentative and to debate, because that forces us to think it through better and come to a better understanding of the emes. So you say, Shet Mara. So now Kupler says A. So when Reuven says A, Shimon said B. So if Reuven is right, means Shimon is wrong. So now Shimon is wrong, what's going to happen? Reuven says, I'm right. Now he gets punished because he's gloating over Shimon's mistake. That's shot in the tefillah. I shouldn't be nichshav b'dvar halacha. If I'm nichshav, means they're right. They're going to gloat it over me, and they're going to get punished in Shemayim because they're gloating over me. So they shouldn't gloat. That's how the morale learns. But it comes to Yetzirah, and our minds go blank. The person was careful on an Aveira. He had a challenge, and he controlled himself for 5 minutes. In the 6 minutes, he gave up. So we're not belittling that the Aveira wasn't an Aveira, and that it wasn't something which was negative. And it left an impact negatively on him. But he also had a positive kiyum of every single rega. The Goyen has a lashon by lashon hara, that there's a chazal that he quotes, that they call rega v'rega shalom chaysim piv. The person controls himself and doesn't say lashon hara. He's zaycha to a world which the malachim can't even dream that it exists. There's no bria, there's no being which can comprehend what that is. For every single rega, that doesn't mean that you lose that because you said lashon hara at the end. The person has this desire to say shtikol lashon hara. You know, the guy that's about is somebody he doesn't like. The fellow has undermined him certain times. The fellow is insulted in public certain times. The fellow is a guy who he finds annoying. And he really knows something geschmack about that could really mess him over. And he controls himself 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. The fourth day he gives it and he says it. He didn't get a scar for the first 3 days? Of course he did. Korega urega shalom chesed. He gets this scar, which we have no most of what it means. Even if he said lashon hara at the end. Because the nisoyan wasn't never say lashon hara about this fellow your whole lifetime. The nisoyan is don't say lashon hara about him this moment. And I passed that nisoyan. There's another nisoyan another minute later. Don't say lashon hara about him again. Okay, that one I didn't pass. It doesn't mean I didn't pass the first one. Okay. Now, let's say. And then the Yetzer goes into second gear, right? After he convinces me what the Nisoyan is and I blew it. So listen, you already said about the guy that he's a nice dwarf to Reuven and Shimon. You might as well tell the whole city about it because otherwise what? You're a Baal Lashon Hara anyway. Like, really? It's like the guy who's going to drive down the other side of the street. Because I'm a reckless driver, so I might as well just mow down the whole city while I'm at it. Why just kill one person? I can kill 50! Yeah, because I'm a reckless driver. Since I said Lashon Hara one time about the guy when I shouldn't have, I might as well just... I can't win Lashon Hara. I give up. I can't do Shira Sanar. I give up. And this is how we function. I can make it more graphic, and you realize how ridiculous it sounds. The Yetzer Hara mamash deals with ceiling, and we buy it hook, line, and sinker. And we're and we feel so down on ourselves and frustrated ourselves, and we're hoist for us, and we're this is and we're that's, stop it. Take the analogy one step further. You're not a reckless driver. You're a good driver. But you happen to be, your job is that you drive an Uber. You drive a taxi. You drive a truck. Right? Those things are big. You make a mistake with a truck. Make a mistake, with a little e-car, Hit somebody, the car falls apart, not the person, maybe, Make a mistake with the tractor trailer. It's not going to go well for the person who hit it. Whether the person's a pedestrian or the person's in a car. These guys rack up millions of miles a year. What are the chances in his lifetime he's not going to have an accident? I mean, it's not fair. I mean, it's not giant. That you'd be the best driver in the world. Nobody's on their game 24/7, 365. Nobody. One day he's going to have an accident. Is it a right? He was a bad driver his whole life. Are we thereby denigrating what it means to hurt somebody, or to cause someone to kill somebody? We're not denigrating that. Are we absolving him of his responsibility? No. But we're saying that we understand that the Russian made the nature, the tab of a human being, that this is what's going to happen. He has a bad... I'm not asking whether he was shy or not. You have to figure out, talk about what the pshat is. But on his record, it says, he drove in his lifetime 14 million miles, and in 13,999,999, he didn't hurt a fly. And once I hurt a fly, he's a bad driver. I mean, really? That's not fair. So we go through a day of challenges. We have challenges of Lashon Hara, we have challenges of Bittul Torah, we have challenges of Shmir Sinai, we have challenges of Kavanah Metzvila. We go through one day, we go through a million miles worth of Nisyanis. I blew it. I'm a bad guy. I blew it. You drove a million miles today. You went through 1,000 opportunities of getting something wrong. You got most of them right. So the HR labels you bad. And I'm bad. I'm a yayish. I can't deal with this. I'm a bad guy. That's the way I am. It's why I. Who gave you a right to put that label on you? Because the HR comes along and says you're bad. Therefore, you're bad. You drove a million miles today, and one time you weren't careful. I'm not saying it's a good. You know what? Listen, I'm exonerating him. It's not. Killing people is not so bad. Because that's, I said if it's not his fault, it must be killing people. I'm not saying that. It's a terrible thing, but put it in perspective. Terence says, "Volter is Zogin again." So go back to our other point. So the HR comes along and says, "Listen, here's the kind of Mr. Truck Driver over here. You know how horrible it is to kill human life, and let me explain this to you. Right? It doesn't just affect him, right? It affects his wife and his kids, and he gives them the whole thing. And I say, horrible, and therefore you're so horrible. From now on, just be reckless, because you're a bad driver anyway. He's like, why try? That's the most illogical thing. That's back to our first point. You went through a million miles worth of Nisyanis today. You went through a thousand opportunities. You got most of them right. You got one of them wrong. You're a bad person. I give up. I'm a bad person. I'm a yayish. I can't deal with this anymore. It's not worth trying. Forget it. I'll just do everything bad. That's how we think. But, just trying to be mazbe to you that the thought process is over here. If we stop to think about them, it's not about us. It's impact which affects around us. So we can't drive on the other side of the street because we're reckless drivers, because one time we did something wrong. We're not the Americas of the world. The Russia made of the Koido, we have to take that into consideration as well. Every regular that we do something right, or we don't do something wrong, is a regular we got it right. And one time about the other. So the label that we weren't successful is incorrect. And to recognize the fact that we are bombarded with challenges constantly. And the fact that we got some of them, most of them right, even a very high percentage right, and all the focus is on the ones we got wrong, and therefore we label ourselves, and therefore we're miyayish, and therefore we end up doing more wrong, is not being fair to ourselves. And we're not anywhere along the way, we all agree, we're not anywhere along the way saying that it's okay to kill people. But that doesn't mean that saying that it's that therefore a person did it one time, that he's obdurate. Yes, it's going to be emotionally very challenging. And he has to work on it. He has to recognize that he understands what it is, but the reaction should be, it's so bad, I'm such a bad person, therefore for now I'm going to kill people because I'll be reckless because I just give up. Nobody would ever say that. And that's exactly what we do every single day. And that's what it means that the Yetzer Hara is called Melazachim Ksil because he deals in the business of Ksilin. And our job is Lamdonim. Our job is Bnei Torah. Our job is Bnei Yisrael. Right? That the Russia made our nature is to be argumentative. It's to say the Yetzer Hara. Maybe that's pshat. Maybe that's not pshat. Maybe there's no way to look at it, which is not his version of it, and we're not going to accept his version of it, of what the Nisoyan is. How many times we did pass the Nisoyan, because the Nisoyan is not once in a lifetime, never speak Russian Hara the rest of your life. It's not the Nisoyan. Don't really ask Russian Hara right now for this rega. This rega I passed. Don't do this with this one. I passed. I did do it one time later on. So what is it with the first time? So we don't accept his definition of what the Nisoyan is. Don't accept his definition of what you are after you are Nichshol. And don't use that as an opportunity to focus on I'm in pain because I don't see my growth where I want to be. Make you lose sight of the impact that you're having around you. In the Beit Olam, it's obvious to us. In the middle of the Mokum, it also should be obvious to us. That's not just about us. We look from that vantage point. The Yetzer Hara doesn't really have a shlita over us. Okay.